Hi there. The word for you today is Job's Creed. In Job 19, verse 25, Job said, "I know that my Redeemer lives." The patriarch Job suffered boils, bankruptcy, and bereavement. And out of it all, he came through with his faith intact. Let's look at the creed he lived by. Let's break it down. Number one, the words, "I know." You know, when you can say, "I know," you're an exclamation point in a world of human question marks. Job didn't say, "I have been told." What he knew about God, he knew through experience and personal revelation. You say, is such a lifestyle possible? Yes. The Bible says in 1 John 2, verse 20, "You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." You can know things about God in your heart that you can't fully understand or explain. Why? Because the Bible says they are spiritually discerned or understood. Number two, first Job said, "I know," and next he said, "that my Redeemer lives." The Christ was not yet born. Job caught a glimpse of our pre-existent Redeemer, whom the Scriptures describe as, Daniel 7:22, the Ancient of Days, the one Micah the prophet referred to in Micah 5 and 2 as, quote, "whose goings forth are from old and from everlasting." He existed before he was born, and he outlived his pallbearers. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Paul says, "He was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich." And number three, first Job says, "I know." Next he says, "that my Redeemer lives." And finally he says, "and that he shall stand at last on the earth." Job saw what Zechariah the prophet saw. Zechariah 14 verse 4, "In that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives." The truth is, the first time Jesus came, he came to serve. The next time he comes to reign. His first coming was to be our Redeemer. His second coming is to usher in his rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Paul puts it this way, Titus 2:13, "looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ."